I'm going through this quite
line by line.
And the
I think we're now at a quarter of long last, a good 15 minutes late. I'm not sure why on the day we vote yet, but David, can we come to that a bit later? Yeah. At least a few other observations within the podium.
So we continue then, 4.1. Any comment? 4.2? That's just a noting, maybe, what they said.
Yes.
4.4?
students at this on 4.8.
Yeah. And moderate sector management.
I'm dealing with the public sector management. It's a very blunted public sector management. It constitutes 53% of the expenditure, 56%.
Okay.
If there's any recommendations as to if I'm incorrect, please correct me if I'm wrong. And I don't think we can say it's a moderate public sector wage. It is an extremely bloated public sector wage.
Comment? Vicky, is it tickling?
I want to be sure, I know I came late, but I want to be sure of which document are we dealing with.
It's only one document.
There's only one document.
It's the final document that the chair looks at and edits it.
Okay.
It's the norm in the committee. I mean, my job to ensure.
No, I have to. Okay.
There's no other document that I know. There was a basket. Obviously, it's his job to go. I don't sit here for hours. Right, so here it is then replies to Vicky, whether the response was ever articulated. Okay, now the question I want to ask you is, do you adopt the word moderate? This is what the FFC said, it's noting what they said. It's not that we're saying it.
David says most of the FFC proposals of the anti-international treaties were accepted.
And the FFC welcomes most aspects of the 2014 MTBPS. And that is as National Treasury presented, it's not with the Parliament. You'll see later down the road, we talk about research to be done.
That's not my concern.
Yeah, okay, fine. No, but I'm saying, David, to be fair to the report, yeah. Later it does say.
It does say.
Yeah, that, you know, in fact, in the very same section down, you see what EBO says, right? Yes. So if you link it to 4.8, and you link it to, what is that one? Help me, this. The one that links with PDO again. Yeah, 5.10, it's covered. Right, okay. The next one.
I'm sorry, this is a substantial paragraph. Once we can't note the market, the SEC's proposal, international treasury proposals were noted and not accepted. Because certainly I'm not in agreement with this paragraph, especially with regard to the proposals to increase taxes. And
let me read it for you. We are noting only that most of the SEC's proposals to national treasury were accepted. Not saying we agree or disagree. It's an observation. It's a reporting, right? And that the FFC welcomes, not we, the FFC, I think maybe because you got so late, I understand, but you read it carefully, it says, and you're not to blame really, the report should get to you earlier and we're going to seek to do that in the future, right? But it's the FFC welcoming, it's not us. Most aspects of the end, including those things, the FFC that welcomed it, and that's an accurate reflection of what they said. We're not saying we're agreeing or disagreeing. Over to you, Makosi.
No, sir, I wanted to say, these are just observations, and we have section 5 that dealing with recommendations. That's where we should be more concerned if we have to express any concerns.
That's good.
Okay,
well,
let's come back to that, right?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
4.5. Any comments there?
I think we're on 4.4.
4.5. Oh, sorry, 4.5, I apologize, 4.4.
Also, on the words, Chair, seeking to you, the committee accepts that there may be a need to sell non-strategic assets. That maybe makes it very late. I think we have to have a commitment that we move towards the injection of private capital into state-owned entities as a priority. It's a complete different view.
Okay, what we can do, put it there, what is it, sir?
No, sir. I think the reason why you might have to stick with this kind of wording is because at this stage we have not really identified those non-strategic others, and to come with a definite statement at this stage when you have not even identified which of those non-strategic others that this state may have to consider not spend on or may consider selling off whatever, it may not be a wise idea.
Thank you.
No, I think I fully agree with what the Honourable Minister is saying, that we leave the main
estate. Even the Minister was not 100% clear about this. The detail will come. The detail were not given to us. So you can't use the word must. you've got.
I was not sure, my probably failed me further differently. If the stick to the proposal I have to use, my decision being a...
Whatever the... I know previously we would say, in the previous era, we'd say, the majority in the committee believes. That's clearly another way of dealing with that. We can spend the word the majority in the committee.
Or we could say
significant majority to emphasize it, at least 62.
If
you want to put those,
the significant majority said there should be significant intervention for this problem.
Yes. So I think I have a problem with that approach, because then it's like now all of a sudden we don't understand that the principle of our democracy is majority rules. So that simply says from good time we need to state that majority of significance. I mean, if we say the committee agrees, then we say it accommodates, I mean, the difference that may be there in the committee. So it's an obvious fact that because we are adhering to a principle that suggests that majority will always prevail. There's no need for us to simply say to all the reports where we disagree. Because I think there is a provision that is more comfortable, which was agreed upon, I think, by one of the committees of parliament, where we note, I mean, the disagreement, the disagreement of the minorities in the report, not necessarily throughout each and every sentence, you know, because really to read that to really, from where I'm sitting, to give you, I mean, the standard of our report.
Whatever the rules allow us to do it, I don't think we should. I think the rules can be 3 CVs to just say majority.
We'll note the objection.
Now we can add something to end. Dave would like his objection to the sort of following. I thought it's proper to say majority, but you know, I'm cool, really. Why are we going to Google about this? Whatever the rules say, let's do it. Sorry, what was
he? Sure, I understand on the honorable what he's saying he's opposed to this. The committee, this was the committee, when we deliberated this, the committee, we all felt that, you know, there may be, we all agreed on that thing. It's just probably the wedding that he's worried about. But the essence of it, you agree with it. Am I right?
Yeah, of course, I
agree
that we need to sell
150,000. But I mean, not a very good amount, because we have... Sir, we are talking about the committee now. And we are all in agreement that something must be done about the non-strategic assets. But whether mass or whatever, we are saying we will take that decision of mass or whatever once we have they put information on all those non-strategic assets and weigh them and see which ones that must be sold and so forth. Because the game is actually inserting marks at this stage when you don't even, you haven't even gone through the process of identifying those non-strategic assets. If they end up, you know, as if we are not...
Well, citizen, if must is the problem, the committee accepts the need to sell non-strategic assets.
That's must. Then that's another thing,
live with me.
Okay, the thing is, if you look at the recommendation, that's more crucial, right? No. 4.5? Okay, 4.6? That's the code. 4.7? That's the code.
On 4.6, that's also the possibility of increased prices. As legislators, I note that the current council still in the position. The key risk for investors, electricity shortage and an excessive increase in electricity pricing should be also a risk.
Okay, we can see. Okay, note that the current account and fiscal are combined with electricity shortages and tariffs.
And excessively increased tariffs. Tariffs will always be in, but excessively increased tariffs.
Okay, and high tariffs. But the fact remains that we remain actually one of the 4 or 5 cheapest. We used to be number one. Right? Australia was number two for many years. Australia was number one, right? Now we are about number three or four. Is that, So to say, we can say comparatively high cancer.
No, not comparatively.
Relatively.
Yeah.
What's the word in this? Let's settle now because we're going to focus.
Relatively.
Okay. It's fine. You can complain. I don't think it's a big deal, right? Fine. Next thing. 4.7 is straightforward. 4.8. That's the stroke must come off your notice, right? Is that an accurate revision to Mitanya, what I said, your professor said? We know what they said.
I know.
No,
we know what they said. Okay. Are we
agreeing
with this?
No, we're not agreeing with this. We're just understanding. The only recommendations are right. Yeah, we're just noting that they said it. Some of us will agree with it, some of us won't. But that matter if it was you at Lika. The Mitanya, that's more or less what you guys said, right?
More or less, Chair, but I think it's too general, but more or less what you said.
Yeah, if you get too specific, then you're going to preempt the outcome. And no, you're not supposed to be too specific. We are supposed to be very specific in a report, right? So, is that a cool reflection of what you think?
More or less.
Cool.
A cool reflection.
But of course it's not, right? Don't let me think of course it's not. 4.9.
I think what is also going to be a bit difficult that we have not engaged the document, we just say it now. There's something more of this because we have not been
engaged
with the
document. All of us are in the same position, except for the chair. 4.9. Okay, 4.10. 4.8 is straightforward and 4.11 is straightforward, right? Right. Now the recommendations, right? Most of the recommendations have to be linked to the observations, okay? Right. In 5.2, there's my quote point. And there's this point, remember? Unintended consequences.
I'm not sure it's important for us to state that what the second 5.1.
No, it's not so obvious. You see why? Because what people often do there, I mean, those are, that's not cool. People go straight to recommendations. Okay? Many times look at recommendations because they don't read the rest of it. But what we have done is instead of lumping up, this was a decision taken in the budget review report, that we will separate 4 or 5. I mean, separate observations from recommendations. Mm. The truth is most people turn to recommendations, but there's a page of observations that give a context for some at least of that. What is the kind in putting this here? Is it going to cause like huge fall in the rand, the value? Is it going to undermine the proletarian revolution or what? What's the point now about that? Okay, take it out. I'm wasting my time, take it out. What would be the point? It's just helpful as a process of reading. You want to say something?
That person, we must always put ourselves in the other person's shoes that's going to read us. This is becoming a public document after APC. And then it's available on the website of Parliament. So we must use a language that's understandable to the man in the street, and then I also...
The
person in the street, and I want to ask that the abbreviation NT be typed out, National Treasury.
No, but it's there earlier, right? See, once you, in report, once you use a full term, National Treasury, and then you put in brackets NT,
okay.
Then the norm is, like once you put Congress of South African Trade Unions in brackets for South Africa, then no report. We've done the same for FSC, at the top there you will see SARV and PDL. It's there.
What's right?
Yeah. Okay, so let me start with 5.1. It's a huge crisis. It's not in the Freedom Charter, so we can't do it. Let's have a huge discussion.
What should we do with 5.1, because we expect immediate after recommendations to be internal recommendations. We need to give a guideline on how we do recommendations. I would suggest that maybe we put it just before recommendations, so as we know that everything that falls under 5 becomes a recommendation. That's my suggestion to this committee.
In the real world, people, let's be practical, most people don't be wrong with us, but they will look at the recommendations. If you have something above the recommendations, you might as well drop it. I can see no problem with this, really. And in fact, now I'm not insisting. I think we should do it and we move on. 5.2. It's not a policy matter, it's a process matter.
You know, it becomes a public document. Now we open the whole debate on it. If you link 5.1 to the recommendations, to the deliberations and observations, then you have to be very specific in terms of my dissenting views. And I would like to...
No. Most of the recommendations below need to be linked to the deliberations and observations in section. It doesn't say all of them.
I hope the public out there will also read the grey areas.
Look, very simple English. It says most. Can we move on to 5.2?
I think probably what will help is just the number. In other words, your 5.1, you don't number. You then start to 5.2 and become 5.1.
Okay, let's move on. It's a more important thing. It doesn't really matter. It's so trivial, really. Can we focus on the substance of the issue? 5.2. NG needs to be very clear about the criteria, right? This is Makosi's point. Then there's Jez's point about, you know, unintended consequences and all that. Right. 5.3?
A 5.2, I agree with this, and to a certain extent we're going into the detail in terms of any sale of these. I'm not sure that's the way the committee should intervene, but I think in principle, do we accept the injection of private capital into state-owned entities and is a means to solve the ongoing bailouts in state-owned entities? Should we rather, as in principle, say that the committee notes the importance of the injection of private capital into state-owned entities as a founding base. And then, you know, not be too prescriptive in terms of the sale of any of these, because the sale of this could take many, many options. It could be shareholding, it could be a direct sale. I'm not sure if we can be very specific about the format of which the business needs to be driven. I think as a committee, we have to take a principled stance in what we think is a solution the ongoing fiscal crisis in terms of state entities. I'm just flagging it. Perhaps you will guide us in that.
First, let's look at the wording. It's chosen carefully. The words are very clear. It says the National Treasury, Parliament has the right to say, you're saying you want to sell non-strategic assets. Can you be clear about what criteria you're going to use to define what is strategic and what is not? Because one person may regard it as strategic, another person the same person may not. Then it goes on to say, and the terms of any sale of these, the way you sell them, it's not a question of just money, but it's related to the point that they need to seek to ensure. We're not saying they must ensure, they must seek to ensure. They must try that the sale of these non-strategic assets do not lead to problems. Now, so surely you don't want that in your party, doesn't it? Or other unintended consequences, very specific there, therefore, that undermine the country's economic growth. And what would the DA disagree with this for? In other words, there can't be any party political differences here. We're not being specific. We're providing an approach. Can we just have this quickly and we come back to it?
I think I understand the honorable board's submission. But if you look into the recommendation 5.4, we are referring to in that recommendation a request to the CBO to undertake research on the financial aspect of SOEs and other related issues. From where I'm sitting here, I think this particular product of this particular research will then permit an opportunity to engage on various funding or financing models we look at as we deal with issues state owned and private. And in that fashion, I think the concern raised by Honorable Ross will be addressed.
That's a straightforward one. We need the answers now. You can sell non-core assets 3 years from now. In the meanwhile, what happens?
And I actually agree as it is proposed, that what I'm trying to work towards is the committee's commitment to encourage the private sector involvement and to build some trust in terms of what the committee sees, the involvement of the private sector in terms of what can be achieved. And certainly we're in a position, and I think Minister has said that the private sector should come to the party. It's been said over and over again. But certainly if we can give that guidance as a committee that we see the injection of private capital into state entities as a solution in terms of what research should be undertaken, I would welcome that. I think it would be a positive step to encourage private sector investment.
Yes.
If you are prepared
to do it. Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
allow growth, I don't think that there's any fundamental. Mm-hmm. As you know, the issue of private partnership and the issue of encouraging the private sector participation has been the golden core of this the government. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that's not mix issues, because here we are speaking of an identified intervention, which most of us don't have details on. So the real good matter is that at an appropriate time, we will then have an opportunity to look at all financing models that can be looked at as far as financing state-owned enterprises is concerned. For now, really, I think it's too ill. Because you know for a fact, that's not the only funding model available. There are many funding models that can be looked at, you know. So that would be saying, this is one that should emphasize on the public sector funding at the expense of other models. I don't think we'll be doing justice to this serious and crucial issue. Thank you.
No, I think briefly, Honorable Des has covered me, because like he's saying, it is still premature, and until we get the research findings and other engagement beyond the exercise we are doing, including the briefing by the National Treasury on the approach, after even we shall have sat with what we are recommending that we sit with the Portfolio Committee on SOE. I mean, that whole exercise should assist us and guide us and look at different options that can be embarked on. So,
I think there's, David, we'll be foolhardy and self-destructive. Were we to pickle the private sector from playing a more active role across the ideological spectrum, there's no agreement that we desperately and urgently need private sector involvement in the economy. There's an investment strike, if you like, around Bakir. Yeah. The question, though, is the terms on which that happens, and that is something the committee feels we're not really here to spell out. We want to engage with National Treasury and draw on the support services of PBO and the research unit and whoever to actually appoint this and think here making. All right, can we move on to the next point then? Which is the committee, 5.4 years. Let me just report to you. I did speak to the chair of public enterprises on the very day I said I would. I don't dare spoke to the web, but I did speak to him about it as well. She's fine with it. She wants to have a video. She wants to have a bit more say. I'll formally write a letter to her so she can table it. But the committee section has come back to me to say that the recommendations should, strictly speaking, be only recommendations to the ND. Right. So those things like 5.4 we should put at the end, because say the committee further decides to talk about internal issues, though they are related to the recommendations. In other words, we cannot separate our recommendations to the National Treasury from the things that we too have to do in preparation for engaging with the National Treasury around the recommendations. So you can't put in some other report. So we will take up 5.4. It's just please don't jump down my throat, people. We've got better things to do in life. The committee section is explaining to me. Those are the rules. If you have problems, please, can you go to the rules committee at proper time, right? So 5.4 is going to be here, but it will be not under recommendation. It will be further the committee. After 5, we will have a think section that is the committee further decide related to the recommendation. I will drop the wording, right? Having discussed it with the committee section. Okay, 5.5?
I'm on it for
5.5, let's focus on the substantive issue. 5.5, let's come on time, Pinky. 5.5? Agree. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our colleague. I mean, I got fear in for a moment. David. Oh, you agree. David, why do you lose your job?
I'm very cautious, you
are reserved. You
don't
trust me. Let me tell you something, David. This report was ready 2 weeks ago, but we just gave it to you now. Yeah, for good reason. Even before the minister delivered the NCDP, yes, we done the report. By the way, those of you from outside this country or observing here, it was a completely facetious, inaccurate, teasing remark. In particular, Linda Ayuran. Good to know. So there's no other journalist. Linda is the only journalist that bothered to come here. Okay, can I suggest that we recommend that Linda be promoted to senior political reporter of the Business Day? She's been covering us for the last 23 years. Or is it 100? Okay, next point. Exactly, you're not following, Pinky. 5.7. We agreed on that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. 5.8. That's surely we agree on. We need to know how money is being spent, David.
Can I check?
I'm surprised that the corruption issue will come up, but the Protestant minister of the Human Cross containment.
45.7, I think.
Is
yeah.
that okay? Can I go?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were going to talk about just helping those people that's sitting on the building in local government. I'm also a former, in terms of a former mayor. So, if I can, could you perhaps strengthen the issue of corruption in the centre?
We're following you,
sir.
It's coming. It's coming.
Unlike you, yeah, well, look, the difference is, unlike our community, we're former, they were promoted, they moved up. He, because he was a drafter in his municipality. There's a big difference.
There's a big difference.
Not only he agreed himself.
He said that's right.
We said they were promoted. You said they were promoted.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So maybe we could say they were bummed up.
No, they were easy boys.
5.8.
Okay. The tough one. Yes.
That's a simple one, David. We all enjoy the checkout of value for money. 5.9. That's a straightforward one. Very profound, eh?
Yes,
I like balance.
Yeah.
Particularly given what we heard yesterday. Remember,
yeah.
David?
Yeah.
5.10. Yeah. 5.10. This goes also as a decision of the committee, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 5.11. There's your point. David?
Yes.
Can you add there Mr. David Buss, MP, former failed mayor, fully agrees with this point, okay?
I think it was a very successful mayor. In my own perception.
We're always successful in our own perception. That's the problem. Okay, the next thing is 5.12. That's straightforward. Who can argue with that? Who day argues with that? Okay, this can go down in the latest section today, related to the recommendations the committee decides, right? Having said that, thank you.
So that as a paragraph 5.something, then
yeah, we'll take it further down, yeah. We'll say, it will be the committee sections, right? I think the recommendations apply to the executive, then we'll put something related to the recommendations the committee decides to not, the PBO stuff. Parliament needs to do more about existing and the SOE enterprise project. Right? Good? Okay. So now that we finish with the informal process, I think each committee votes, if I'm right. So do you guys got the documentation for the vote?
No,
oh, this vote. Okay, so I have the great honor and privilege to start finding my question. It is a very seminal moment for me in my life. I'm feeling very jittery here. You can see my hands are shaking. Sorry? It's a seminal moment in my life, yeah. It means like a significant moment.
I don't know what it means.
Yeah, okay. Now, what you see, you never know whether you know what it means. The thing is, all I want to say, can you get the seven? Yeah, yeah. Can you believe it? I'm not fighting, you see.
We are busy recruiting you. Pinky is going to walk over. Order.
I think that 11 of both will
expenditure and corruption has been addressed, but just flagging the consequence of the economic growth, corruption is about 30 billion a year. And I see we have 10 billion short in terms of the medium term budget policy that we need to address. The proposal is that also there will be tax increases. My view is that we can really step down corruption and wasteful expenditure. The committee should make a recommendation that tax increases should be considered very carefully. That would be my recommendation, but I'm not saying the committee is going to accept it. So that is with regard to the announcement of additional tax revenue. I would like to make the proposal that if we can really step down on wasteful expenditure and corruption, that the announcement of additional tax revenue should be considered very carefully after studying the latest report on tax. Now, also with the...
Can you deal with that point
by point?
Okay.
This is on Alpha, if you want to deal with Alpha.
Okay, so on that point, what David is suggesting is that we include in the report that if we tackle, given that 30 billion, if we tackle at least, if we tackle corruption more effectively, then we could save money and therefore be more careful about choices of tax increases. That's what you basically said.
Well,
yeah. Okay, over to members, but you'll feel thanks, my friend.
Makotik? Yes?
Can I suggest a proposal? Look, maybe at the end of the day, what matters is what's the word, right? So, or at least more or less the word. You can't expect off a hoof when you get it exactly precisely correct, but here it is. See, we've got a provision there that says under recommendation, naturally more clearly explain our government. Right, so we put the naturally to more clearly explain our government will more actively combat corruption. The committee will engage National Treasury on this in the first quarter of 2015. The committee believes that if corruption is tackled more effectively, National Treasury will be in a better position to make more carefully considered decisions about increases in tax. Is that okay? I can't remember what it is. You remember what I said, right? More or less. And then I will do it. Fine. Next point.
What's so funny? You put it in half an hour for now.
And then I need some guidance from the committee also with the state identities and the data. So I'm in New Zealand. If I can, I have some notes that I've made as it goes to. Let me just get to the data identities. The positioning, it's ideologically you say there's no problem with the private sector. I also welcome that from the committee. But it's
and remember, I'm a whole of you member of the Communist Party. What more food
it is one? The background entities are bankrupting South Africa, that's my view. Eskom alone requires 270 billion to remain in South. Now that's a massive amount, if I'm correct. The budget deficit for the year alone was 153 billion, the deficit to GDP increased to 4.1%, which is only a marginal increase in terms of where we were. But certainly the restructuring of state identities, if you could assist me, the drift of our conversation yesterday was there should be significant interventions in terms of turning the economy around. Now I'm just asking, is it strong enough for us in terms of to say, yes, the strategic aspect of state identities, there is a committee set up and all that, or should we not say that we need to consider a restructuring in this report from somewhere of state identities by the in terms of our research projects that we have. I'm flagging the issue for members to be held in this.
Sorry, I didn't want to call into order.
By thought, we have done significantly on that item, and it is not a by the way. We are even very specific on which areas of engagement, where are we starting with engagement, National Treasury. We are very explicit, up to our own colleagues in the Portfolio Committee on SOE. So we are very forthright in terms of our commitment to the committee to follow up on all what Honorable David is saying. So I think we must leave it the way we have captured it.
We must also note that person that the Minister Bounce is busy with the process to go deeper into this issue. And there will be recommendations which will be put to Parliament, to the relevant committees. So let's give that respect to the minister, be a bit more patient, let's do her homework and report on it.
I uncovered that these recommendations set out the process for sustainable vacation management. So I think it's
Yeah, and you see, James,
we've got a DBO, right?
Well, I said, reflecting the issue of the term restructuring statement in the If it's feasible stage, it's premature, I accept it, but I would like to have, in my personal view, I would have made that strong point.
I don't think there's a difference. What you see, it's about timing also. Some things we are better able to say later down the road than now, because we would have done it with a considered debate. Like we did yesterday, for example, investment on the issue of SOE. So the weight on your shoulders, Masani, and your colleagues is enormous, as you can see. This SOE issue is in fact an overriding theme in our report and the preoccupation of members, right? In fact, it's part of our budget report. I don't think you were here, Lyndon, sorry. Or maybe you were. Right. This is our budget report, in fact, partly prompted by you. But having said that, so we are covered then, right? Okay. Then now the procedure...
Then a loss from us.
Of course,
you're entitled to. Yes, I know it's a huge challenge for the minister to reassure markets and investors and credit rating agencies that the fiscal policy is, or the intention is to put it on a sustainable path, backing the current situation. And we are in extremely difficult times, and we have to reassure those investors. Now, I'd just like the committee to assist me in this. It's the proactive step that we've proposed today. Is it strong enough to arrest the position of 1.4 economic growth? And I'm taking us to the report here, which I really thought was very useful and helpful on page 3. And on the top there, it says, we didn't go through this. And it says in terms of the constraints, and this is more or less the domestic constraints, the electricity constraints, and I'll have to speak for an hour, and I will not go there's that again, and transport constraints, which I don't know that well, as well as the labor stoppages. And we've seen the effect on the outputs of money in, so it's the labor, it's transport, and electricity. Did we adequately address that in our recommendations? And then also perhaps policy uncertainty, and I think it was mentioned. But please assist me. Do you think it is the best in the recommendation? Thank you very much.
I think there's no difference. No, no. It's going to be one long report.
I think we're talking national interest.
Yeah. You see, look at my friend. I'm just directing the attention to the particular point. You see, you will see under observations, right, we said somewhere there, can you help me? We mentioned 4.5, 4.6 mentions that, right? Then it's also 4.3 that refers to it, right? Then we ourselves say that look, some of the issues, as Makoti said, and as the Ministry of Health said when he appeared before us, are actually domestically produced problems we have. You can't blame the global crisis for some of the things that happen in our country.
Yes.
So we said that actually, somewhere there we say that also in the observations we say 4.5. We agree there are significant global constraints, but there are also major domestic constraints. Right? Then we go on to tell them NT. We say NT needs to be clearer, this is now 5.6, about how government is going to deal with the domestic constraints to grow. We didn't repeat labor shortages. You're doing a job, David. Right. Now the thing is, David, it's covered in the first section, which is an overview. Then it's covered in the observations and deliberations. Then it's covered also in the recommendations. But we don't want to repeat what we mean by domestic constraints, which is why you must link the recommendations to the deliberations. I hope somebody is listening here, because he and I are going to be fight and ask stuff and observations. So you don't have to repeat that.
Yeah.
It starts with D.
The BRRR report is perhaps the most important report in Parliament because of the recommendations. They are for recommendations. Budget review and recommendation report. And that recommendations are critical. And that's where committees like ours can play a very lean role as to how we steer it. Now, in terms of the committee, I would say if we have a growth rate of 1.4, I would like us to be a little bit more explicit in terms of the recommendations. That's just my view. But if you think it's in terms of the observations strong enough and you don't want to flag it, just tell me what it's there would be would like. You've studied the report, so give me specifically the number. Give it to me.
5.6.
or can I give you my glasses?
David, can we agree on something, David? You see, we can be very repetitive, right? But it's covered in the first part where there's an overview of the NTBPS. There's 105 pages. It's there. It's 1.4% and so on, right?
You don't want it in the recommendations.
What would you recommend? What's the concrete recommendation? Okay, make a proposal.
Yes, I can make this, because it's very nicely put in terms of report. The electricity and transport on trains needs to be addressed, as well as the labour stoppages needs to be addressed. And then
I think that's right. If you like, we can add. Okay. That's what it meant, but right, okay, maybe.
Members, just think about it. I don't have a strong view. We can say, under 5.6, the NTEP Clearer government is going to deal with the domestic constraint to growth, including the 1.4% growth, electricity, we can put it back in. All right, okay, is there any problem with that?
We can put it in.
Is there elsewhere? We're just getting it from elsewhere. Yeah. Okay, anybody have a problem with that?
No.
Good. Yeah.
You know, I also don't want to give the impression that we are very soft on these issues, or we are just browsing through these issues and we are listening to certain questions.
Yeah.
And there is something that I think we probably as a committee agree on, which David is bringing up, which is probably we need to be saying something about the communication aspect, because I don't think it's covered here. The communication aspect here of the minister in terms of restoring investor confidence, you know, denouncing corruption and things like that. Something like that. Something that's gonna be that we can maybe find right at the beginning of the either of the recommendations or at the end of the or whatever. But something that is punchy.
Okay.
I agree.
If you can't find the wording, but give us some directions. Give us some direction.
Give us some loose wording and we'll tighten it. Like what should we say? Why do you think he write some words and give us some?
You know what, Chief? I was worried that my coach is not talking. Now I realize you are thinking very deeply.
Very hard.
So I can forgive her for that.
Very rare for her that she was.
Sure.
Very unusual.
Not be sick today, can you
just write that sentence down?
I think you seem to have calmed down now that you come to realize
he's shattered, she's deep or alive. She's traumatized. You might have had other intentions as well, now you've been knocked them down.
Did you miss? Now, Vicky, go for it, Vicky.
I can.
No, you better only just lay that up there. Okay, my course is
what? Broad direction, what are the words like? Something like, what about something like, given concerns around the lack of investor and public confidence in the economy, the committee feels strongly that national treasury should far more actively and consistently engage with the public through the media, the public and civil society, or stakeholders in society through the media, and communicate more effectively. Something like that, don't you want?
I'm very happy with that, because that also links with our own concern about the non-participation of the civil society.
Yeah, that is right. Okay.
So we can link it to that very nicely.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Okay, so that'll be the point that then, after we say all these things, can you as National Treasury?
We have done this before, of course you might be interested to know. When we had Sidney Mosomadi, well I shouldn't mention names, but now that I have. Okay, when we had a Minister of Local Government, our feeling was, something, if you look at the government you're finding, we felt at that stage, the Department of Provincial and Local Government was not communicating effectively with the public on a series of issues. And we actually put it, there was a debate actually, whether a parliamentary committee can propose to the executive. And the conclusion of the lawyers was that we certainly can. We cannot prescribe to them how many media conferences we have got. So when interestingly, you know what the executive said? Before they were going to appear before us again, they quickly had some press conferences and all that. And we noticed remarkably, in the 2 weeks before they came to appear before our committee, they had lots of press conferences and released like in 11 languages, pamphlets and documents. So we asked them, how are you doing for the last 2.5 months? So, what was his living? There was a consistent account, and the committee will monitor it, moreover. How about that? And of course, it will be our committee for monitoring.
Committee.
How about that? Okay. Can I suggest something? Rule 41, David, Roman numeral 2, subsection 4, sub 8 says, people who open their big mouth in committees with good ideas will all have to follow up in monitoring the effective implementation of the proposal. So if you want to talk in this committee,
what rule is that?
Put your, I've already described to you exactly where it is, what is what rule. All of you open your big mouth here, get ready to do the work following from your contribution. Having said that, very profound thing as I often do, for those of you who don't know me, I often make very profound comments. So, you know, oh, by the way, before we vote, I need to inform you that Andy Tobias phoned me 3 times to miss for. I take it, and I phoned her back, and I couldn't reach her. I take it to tell her that she couldn't make it. So she obviously has in a roundabout way tendered an apology by 3 missed calls, okay? That counts as an apology. The rule says if you make 3 missed calls. Okay, enough of this banter. Time for serious work. We make it to vote. No laughing here, it's not a laughing matter. Right. I put the report to the Standing Committee on Finance. My friend, some cases here. You're not in the Standing Committee, okay? So don't vote now. Does he know that? Right. So, Standing Committee on Finance. I'm teasing you, but it's fine. Hey, I'm teasing you. That excuse you, David, if you could lock. Can we now have a mover? A mover and a seconder. The line was going to be so confused. All you were doing, my dear, for the last 10 hours or so, was to finally culminate in this point. If you haven't understood it yet. Yeah. Okay. Quickly, are you moving for the... it's the MTBTS report as finalized with the amendments, okay?
I so move.
I love that. I so move. The fifth member has... so moved. Do you want a second? Okay, who was the second? Nobody was the second.
I'm working for a second, then I would like to reserve my position.
You just say, you need colors, right? The man has to make all these changes thinking that he doesn't vote for the people on my side. That's I'm teasing. So you're a party and you have your own views, yeah. But does somebody want to second the report, or can we? We can't get a second, so can we leave it to him? Thank you, Daniel. He's finally a long last. Just before, please, quiet.
I think the silence from the EFF has been deafening. I don't know whether EFF is here.
No, they're
talking economic issues.
Why
are they so silent?
Because they know that they are not going to get retained in Parliament, because maybe that's the reason, I don't know. Where's the EFF? There's no EFF on our side.
Yeah, EFF.
That's Select Committee, my dear.
No, I agree, but I'm just saying.
They've been so silent. It's really...
You expect
me to find a second, otherwise it's more... No, EFF is going to be a second. I mean, that's a dear guy, so...
No, you're hosting me for a second.
No, I didn't actually. It's just that we like to be democratic. You don't understand that. But he wants to support it. But then he's scared about it, he's removed from the caucus and he supports it. Thanks a lot. You will see that actually your contribution is very valuable, and we apologize to you and other members. The report came so late, I take responsibility. But it's actually a bit too squeezed. But we have a public hearing. We teach at 1 o'clock on the Tuesday. By the Thursday we have to vote. So to be fit for the drafters of the report, we must thank them. Alan, Peter Paul, Zakita, and others, they have to do it in a rush, right?
Yes, sir.
There she is. Now, we want to thank you very, very much, both chairs and so, for the good work you did. We're very grateful. Thank you indeed. Finally, can I put one more serious matter? I think, Chair, we should try to work together more. Because, and I want to call behave, right? I really think that actually,
a lot of the issues are coming from this report. We've jointly produced this report, right? For us to have the executive come and brief you on the same issue and brief us on the issues flowing from this MTBPS report, Chairperson, I think it's often unnecessary. Bearing in mind your program and the difficulties you have, many of you serve on many committees, I think that we should try, based on this report, colleagues, to encourage to actually work closer. Thank you very much for your cooperation.
Thank you, Chairperson Karim. I put this report of the Select Committee on Finance on the 2014 Revised Fiscal Framework, dated 30 October 2014. I put it to the Select Committee of Finance in the National Council of Provinces, the equal house in line with the National Assembly in terms of the Constitution. Can I get a proposal for adoption? Honourable my question, Mr. Shipping is proposing for adoption. A seconder? Honourable Mr. Mali, second. That but in the NCUP there will be an opportunity for declarations. That's the different proceedings in the National Council of Provinces. So, so we take it as a report is then adopted. Then the chairperson tell him I agree with you regarding order. There's one chairperson in the front. Next to a co-chair. Yes. We are privileged to have a very committed staff. And I want to thank them once again. Doing this work under very difficult circumstances in terms of space of time. Chairperson, we're going to deal from now on also with the tax balls. I think that is also a route to take to work together closely in that process. Although it will be referred to us at a specific stage. But we can come in for briefings to do it together. And then when we start next year in 2015, that process on the national budget, etc., will also be done jointly in terms of the money bills. So that's the table is there for that. Thank you.
Just one final thing, let you misunderstand. This tea is not just for me, there's tea out there. Right, tea and coffee for everybody and tickets. So just somebody help me with it, colleagues. Okay? Thank you all. Any members, we will have Tuesday morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
I won't be able to work with you.
I was Hey. I'm going to go to the next one.